Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Yeah, Chicago sports for sure.
Afternoons on The Score.
I would say, man, he throws a good deep ball.
How about them Bears?
How about them Bears? You know, there's mini camps. It's obviously baseball season. Football season still a ways away. But always trying to think about what this team's going to be, how they're going to look. And Peter King, who I still read every week, even in the off season, the guy does incredible work for this Monday Morning Quarterback column.
It's not Monday Morning Quarterback anymore, right? Is it Football Morning in America? Is that what he calls it? And Albert Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I read Peter King's column every Monday.
It's a newer type of situation.
Let me say, in honor of the great Terry Bores, who was just on our show last week, Peter King, it's a name and not a condition.
That's good.
It's his.
I know.
Yeah. That's why I gave it to him.
It's why you attribute it to him.
Yeah, it is.
Makes sense.
Let me also say, in honor of Terry Bores, as he would say, whoop, 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 whoop.
I believe that's his.
That's his.
Originally. So he ranked the teams, Peter King. And I thought that he did a nice job succinctly basically laying out what we're going to be dealing with all season and why they might not be that good.
1-32, right? He did all the teams.
All the teams. It's a power ranking. It's a gimmick.
But a write-up on each.
A paragraph on each. He ranked the Bears 28th in the NFL. Picked them to go 6-11. The paragraph from Peter King. I've crushed Chicagoland dreams. I ranked the Lions over the Bears. Feel like the first time that's been possible since Joe Schmidt roamed the middle of the field. But part of being a smart franchise architect is to survey the landscape and understand where you are and who you are. Ryan Poles did that when he took this job. He traded Khalil Mack, putting a $24 million dead cap money anchor on the franchise in the process and saddled the team with $52.8 million in dead money. The flip side, the Bears have a league-high $96.9 million in cap space in 2023, $103 million more than the in-debt Packers per over the cap. The upshot is, if new offensive coordinator Luke Getsy can help Justin Fields to be a competent player, the Bears will be in great position to attack the market next March. Baby steps, Bears fans.
I think that's really good.
Right? It is the roster sucks, but it kind of sucks by design because you have to spend, there's a cap and a floor that you have to spend, but because of the dead cap, the Bears are actually spending money to players that are not going to be producing for them. So that means the guys who are on the field producing for them, not that expensive of players, not that expensive of talent, but it's a means to an end. It's a two-year plan. Just stay tuned. They're going to spend big next year. Thought it was a good write-up. I thought it was very succinct, and it gets to the crux of, okay, now it's on Luke Getsy's job to make Justin Fields a competent player. Like, setting the bar at only competent for this year because of how little they have around him is a sensible way to go forward. Because what I was telling you is, I'm worried that people will grade him how other people have graded, how based on how other second-year quarterbacks have done in the NFL, where guys have made MVP-level leaps, and the Bears could be really bad in a really good quarterback draft. And then we might be saying, well, maybe it's time to move on from Fields when he is being dealt with a roster that is just not able to produce a high level of offensive production.
I think this is very sensible. And I know it stinks to think about them being this bad at 28 out of 32. But if that's the reality, what they're doing is restocking the front office with all the money and flexibility that they will need, and then we'll see what they do. And I love that he removes a couple things from here. He removes the self-imposed desire to have full-on clarity about Justin Fields, whether he's a franchise guy or not by the end of the year. That is a self-imposed deadline put out there by the likes of Danny Parkins as a concept. And it is simply not how a football team has to operate. It is not, and it's not how they're operating. And Peter King doesn't even really reference it because really all you're trying to figure out is if he's competent. Because if he's competent, then you can attack the market, and then you'll see if you got him. And then if not, boy, then you'd be in a good position after year three to go get a quarterback and drop him into your nest that you have restocked and built your roster with over the 2 years that you're getting this possible clarity. So I love that he doesn't even go there. I think that's a very sensible thing.
Yeah, he doesn't go there, and he doesn't go to the idea, like you said, that they don't like him. Like on the front end, that reason they're doing it this way is because they have already decided that they don't like Justin Fields,
which is assigning a level of ulterior motive and like scheming for what? For job longevity that just doesn't make any damn sense for a brand new regime like this. They're simply doing what he's saying. They're resetting the cap. And they're going to try and coach him up for competence, not excellence, and some kind of star quality this year. Yeah. Although that's on the table, of course, and your boy can dream. But yeah, well, competence.
Wait. And we're gonna hope traffic in that way. We're going to hope. We're gonna
us.
Yeah,
come on.
Me, of course. But like,
no, seriously, both of us. You remember the preseason game last year? We're like, the game slowed down for him, and it did. It did look slow for him.
Well, it's also a nice, you know. Because I've seen a lot of people say, listen, if you got it, you got it. If you're special, you're special. And we're just going to know. I don't know. Because there is a gap between special and good franchise quarterback who you want to be here.
No, for sure.
You know, like.
But if the goal is competence.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that we should know.
Right.
That we should be able to see.
But that was my whole point the day after the draft. Was we have to now lower the expectation on Justin Fields' evaluation in year two because he is not going to have enough talent around him to be great. That was like literally the whole point. Is it's so unlikely that he will look like a star given this particular set of circumstances this year. If he does, obviously he is crazy special, top five in the league potential, unbelievable player. But it's more likely that he really does struggle and has some highs and lows and inconsistencies. And if we just can grade it on competent, does he not look overwhelmed? Does he know where the ball's supposed to go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he have some nice moments? Does he have some flashes? Do the flashes come with his arm instead of just his legs and his athleticism? Like, that sort of thing. Then all of a sudden you can get into a position where, okay, now whoever the receiver is next year that you sign, and the first round left tackle that you draft, and the tight end that you sign. And, you know, you actually go out and do some stuff with your money that you have.
Sure.
And then second year in the system, year three in the NFL.
Then you're taking your competent, comfortable quarterback and letting him accelerate in the system.
Giving him cool toys in the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Here's a texter on this particular season. Here's the critical design flaw. A first-team OC is going to try and develop first-time OC is going to try and develop a QB warped by the previous regime without downfield threats to see what that arm has in it. I very much disagree with that. You don't have the kind of downfield threats that you need in an elite offense when you are aggressively going out and trying to put up 35, 45 points. This is going to be a running team. They're going to run the ball with their zone blocking and their offensive line that's lighter by design.
Yeah.
Luke Getsy has said the thing you want to do the least is have your quarterback drop back and throw. Like, that's what this – and for that – then all of a sudden, a lot of these guys can be downfield threats. Because you know how easy it is to get downfield when you've run the ball six times out of nine and then you do the play fake and you're one-on-one? Byron Pringle can be a downfield threat to check out your quarterback's arm at that point.
And we know his arm is good. We know his arm is good. We know his downfield throwing ability is good. Like, that's like the thing about Justin Fields' game that I am least concerned about, honestly. Like, and Mooney is good. Mooney is good. I don't know that I agree with Getsy saying you don't want to just drop back and pass. You know that I disagree with that fundamentally.
Well, he didn't say you don't want to just do that. I can find the exact quote. He said that's the hardest thing to do.
It's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And I get that. You got to be a great quarterback with great protection and a great system. If it's like, all right, third and nine, and you go back and you get it done, that's what he's talking about.
And great guys. Like Justin Herbert is the example that I used a lot last year, right? Herbert, he had Mike Williams. He had Keenan Allen. He had Austin Eckler. He had Corey Linsley at center. He had Rashawn Slater at tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had a lot of dudes around him to make it a lot easier to go for it on those fourth downs, to sling it all over the field,
for
to
sure.
drop back. Because it was literally the strength of the team. And it's going to be the strength of this team. So it is just not going to be fair to compare him to that right now. And so when people are like, if he's great, we'll see it. I don't know that that's the case. Like, he might be the slow developing, late budding star.
Yeah.
If he is a star, it might be.
I think that's fair. I think I want to adopt, if he's competent, we'll see it. And are you okay with competence? Are you okay with a good, clean developmental quarterback year? And I would say I'm saying that to the fans. Like, are the fans going to be okay with a good, clean, good touchdown to interception ratio, or at least low on interceptions, learning to stay upright, get rid of the ball, getting better in the three-step passing game for an offense that's going to run the hell out of the ball? Are you going to be okay with that kind of Justin Fields growth? And I will,
yeah,
myself.
Yeah. You'll feel
underwhelmed.
I'm going to have to be. Honestly, man.
I know,
because
dude,
they don't have the talent to do the other things.
And they're not going to try to do the other things. They're not going to unleash
your guy. But that is a chicken or the egg thing. Because when they do have the talent to do it, they are going to try to do it.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Nagy tried to unleash him, but didn't have, you know, it's way too early in a pro quarterback's lifespan to ask him to do that stuff.
Yeah, with that line, with that quarterback, with that training camp, with that version of Allen Robinson, all of it.
That approach from the get-go of not even letting him get reps.
But that is what I will push back on with that. I won't be satisfied with ball control and competence and be like, well, this is just what Justin Fields is. I'm not putting that on him right now. I'll put it on him for this year. But I will not put that on him for, like, what he is.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this year.
What the goal is. You know, for this year, I will... you know, I'll get there. It's going to hurt.
Right.
I'm not going to like it.
I'm telling you, just because the Patriots concentrated on Antoine Smith and others in the early days of Tom Brady doesn't mean that he could never be unleashed once the offense opened up and he learned and got comfortable. Just because your boy Pete Carroll leaned on Marshawn Lynch.
Not my boy.
Oh, he's your guy. You love him. Just because he leaned on Marshawn Lynch so hard in the early days of Russell Wilson did not mean that Russell could not bloom once he really knew the position. That's the kind of thing we're going to be seeing. Competence first with running the ball.
You want the other side of the coin from Peter King? From my best friend Nick Wright?
Yeah.
So he looks at when the schedule comes out, when I break the news of the schedule.
It doesn't matter.
He
does not matter.
He goes through every game and he picks the wins or the losses.
Uh-huh.
And then he makes sure that it all lines up, right? So if it's
doesn't matter.
Thank you.
does not matter. I could care less.
Would Nick do that if you didn't break the schedule news?
That's a good question.
The other thing is, you still go through the schedule?
I'm just saying, when I break the schedule, that's the day that he picks the games, wins, and losses.
Okay, does he...
We found Danny's source.
Good job, Shane. Way to suss it out. Does he go through the schedule game by game on a private Zoom with you while you guys are having snifters of brandy and discussing
your history? Frankly.
Yes, he should.
It should happen. Well, because I would have corrected him. Because... Big yikes from my guy Nick Wright over at Fox Sports 1.
This is the life I've chosen. NFC North. Here we go. Packers win it again. Oh, is that a frisky Bears team? It is. Who believes in Justin Fields? The man wearing a tie given to him by Justin Fields. That's not true, but you believed it for a moment. Vikings sneak in due to that make-believe tiebreaker over the Eagles. The Lions, 6 wins. You know what? Aiden Hutchinson, I believe in you. Dan Campbell, let's have some kneecaps together. 6 wins. That's something in Detroit. All right, NFC South.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
That guy has the crutch of a music bed underneath him too, huh?
I know.
For that How much bit, easier would that be?
It is a lot easier.
You know what? Sunday morning, hit and run. Sean Sears, you listening? Nothing but music beds. 3 hours of me talking over funky music beds.
So he...
That's right. Oh, go ahead, Danny.
He had the Bears at 11-6.
Oh, it's so much more believable with the music bed.
It does feel good. 11-6.
You could say he's not the bad guy then, huh?
I don't
Damn, that song is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Oh, God. My bad. See, it might not be the Yes And show for you, but at least you're laughing at your own jokes.
Yeah, no, I think I'm funny.
Yeah, that was perfect.
I'm sorry, I'm so much younger.
You Yes And yourself. That's what you do. Do you watch Billie Eilish on David Letterman's show yet?
No.
On My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
I haven't seen any of the new season. I
saw Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Very good. He's very good.
She doesn't pronounce the S.
Okay.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
They didn't cover that in the interview.
With me, she does. With me, she does.
Oh, that was funny.
That makes sense.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis. I've always said it wrong, apparently. I'm comfortable with that.
I texted Nick. I was like, 11-6.
He's got the Bears. These Bears, the ones we're talking about. The ones that I'm high-fiving Peter King for having 28th out of 32.
Yeah, and just setting the bar at confidence for Justin Fields.
Yes.
Nick went on national television.
It's ridiculous.
And was like, I think 11-6.
What is...
And so I said, yo, 11-6, yeah. ? He said, let's go Fields. The NFC stinks. I said, I'd like to bet the under for the full amount. But yes, the NFC sucks. He said... Well, that doesn't make me feel good.
There you go.
He backed off it pretty fast.
How's his Bucks-Mavericks NBA Finals looking?
Not so good. Not so good.
Yeah.
The guy makes many predictions every day, gets many wrong and a few right. But just so you know,
some people go on TV and just say, this, I think it would be fun, so let me postulate this. I would not have been for 4 months saying, I think Kevin Durant's going to be a Nick. If it was just a gut feeling, because I am so confident that Kevin Durant is going there, this is not a lottery where it's like, man, whole franchise is relying on these ping pong balls. The Knicks are going to be fine no matter what. They're going to be in better position than they've been in since 1985, no matter what. And like, not that devastating for Knicks fans is you're getting Kevin Durant.
Oh, Owen.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Appalled at how that take
is. He felt bad. He felt bad for Nick.
He couldn't believe it.
So you appalled. No, I don't. When Owen says, oh, no, I feel there's so much empathy in that. He just really feels bad.
I think he like literally dropped his milk when we were talking and doing NFL picks. I think it was literally like a dropped beverage. And he said, oh, no.
I'm so ready for Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
Big sentences coming this year on the picks. Oh, yeah. No more insight, but big time sentences are coming.
For you guys?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be verbs, subjects. It's going to be great.
I might use a semicolon. Along the way. Yeah.
That could lead to some syntax problems. Take it from me.
On the radio.
Yeah, that can go against you. So there's the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
Peter King saying 6-11, 28th best team in the NFL. The goal is competence. Don't forget about all that dead cap money.
Mm-hmm.
To Nick Wright, who picked the games haphazardly, said the NFC sucks, 11-6.
Those are wildly divergent takes.
Yeah, so get ready. Buckle up, Bears fans.
Yeah, man. Like I'll be thinking about this, and I'm totally on board for holding Justin Fields, to a level of competence. I'm totally on board for that.
Justin Level has no deep ball.
That guy sucks.
No.
Yeah.
He just throws a flat
ball. His balance is phenomenal.
Amazing. I use him a lot when I'm hanging pictures and stuff.
Danny, so a level is like this.
I know. I have an app on my phone. Okay. It's a level.
Yeah, of course he does.
He said that so like, ha, I've got an app on my phone. Yeah, because that's the best way to level.
You know why? It's because Steph's father's toolbox didn't have a level in it. So
I
think he had to grab
I don't know. It's maybe at the bottom of the bag somewhere. I got no idea.
It's a bag? I thought it was a toolbox.
It's more of a, it's like
it's a tool bag situation.
It's a tool bag situation.
I used to work with one of those.
Yeah, I know.
As a tool bag.
Just one?
A lot of them.
Let the mind wander on that.
Yeah. A few. 30-something co-hosts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple.
And we have a toolbox of concepts, so to speak.
So to speak. My goodness.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.